Welcome to episode 47 of The Summoned, a podcast dedicated to the Judgment Eternal Champions miniature game. I'm one of your hosts, David Coakley, a.k.a. Fabius Bile on the Discord, and I'm here with our other wonderful co-host, David Wonky, Wonky Kong on the Discord. And how are things going for you this evening, Wonky?
Oh, they're going well. Just excited for the three-day weekend coming up, getting away up the family cabin for a bit.
Nice. Yeah, I wish I could say I was excited for a three-day weekend, but I mean, with the way my schedule falls, it falls on one of my days off anyway, so...
Well, it's not as exciting then.
Correct. But I'm glad to hear that you're going to get some family time up at the cabin. That's good to hear. And I know a lot of people, you know, enjoy this holiday and get to do some extra fun stuff. So that's good for them. So, well, guys, I know we're going to have some stuff to talk about tonight. So let's jump right in with Hobby Corner.
All right, Fabius, I don't really have much of an update in the Hobby Corner this week, outside the fact that I'm getting, working on getting some of the 3D terrain stuff printed, so that's for the mushroom terrain, so.
Nice. So you confirmed have your buddy printing some of it for you?
Yeah, so he's got, he was also a Kickstarter backer, and it was able to pull down the files, and, so yeah, I'm having him print me a set because, I don't have a printer. My brother has one, but he doesn't do a whole lot with it. So
that's fair.
And the one guy, he's been a little bit cold on V2. I don't think he's played a game of V2 yet, but he played a lot of V1. So I'm hoping. I think with some of the Kickstarter delays, it's kind of held him off on playing a bit, but. At least he is very good at 3D printing, so I'm getting some of that terrain. So I'm kind of excited for that.
Well, that's good to hear that, you know, at least he's still willing to do it for you. So that way, you know, you can start getting some of that out and maybe that'll start rewarming up the scene a little bit.
Yeah, that'll be kind of nice. Having the terrain, you know, kind of makes it easy. Like we've been using like proxy bases, like the wood, mm-hmm. Like ones that I got a bunch from like Litco.
Right.
But having the actual terrain will be kind of nice going forward, especially as we start getting into events and stuff like that.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, it's good to hear.
What do you got going on from your hobby perspective?
Well, obviously it's been a little bit since we've released an episode. I've done a little bit of work on an Inferno. Like I said, I was looking at those and I started kind of getting some basic ideas. Started looking into some of my Warhammer inspiration places for like Tzeentch Fire and stuff so I could start working on that. Got a couple base coats down on the Infernos. Haven't done much else with them. Because then I had that terrain set I was working on for my buddy.
Yep. I remember that.
Yep, he got in contact with me and didn't put, you know, a fire under my butt, but he was like, hey, I'd love to get it because now he and his wife just had their first kid, so doesn't have a lot of time for it. And he's like, hey, we'd like to be able to get some more games in at home, and we really want to use that terrain, and we're excited to see what you're doing with it. So I was like, cool, shift focus, move that into the front of the list again.
Yeah, I was like, oh, one of those projects where like I have all this time, and all of a sudden you're like, oh shit.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, it's like, oh, and I mean, he's not pressuring me heavily, but he's like, hey, can we start talking about that? And it's like, yeah, sure, I can put it on the front burner. And what's really nice is just like I really started working on it heavily in the last few days. Mm-hmm. And I think I've put something like in the last 3 days, something close to like 15, 16 hours into it.
Okay.
And it's not a small amount of terrain with the way that it was set up. So, but it looks good. I think he's going to be very happy with it when it's all done. And, that's really what I'm going for. So
nice.
Hopefully I'll get it all done here in the next 10 to 15 hours.
Yeah.
So, but that's what I've been working on. So, you know, nothing, Nothing super exciting on the Judgment front yet, but I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that I'm still feeling out whether I'm going to be able to try and do like Warfare Weekend.
Yeah.
Because Coonerbus should know here soon, and if he's able to go, then I'm probably going to be able to go.
Okay.
And if we can make that happen, then I'll have to get a team ready and get that painted.
Yeah, you will. You'll have to get that definitely there. I don't think we're doing any painted rules I'm aware of.
Right.
Because I know they used to do them for JNAC, and I was thinking as the game has kind of been around a bit longer, if that was going to come back. That also reminds me, I need to finish writing the rules packet for it.
Ah.
Should probably finish that. I've been slacking. It's essentially the exact same as the Adepticon packet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I really do want to hit Warfare this year because I know Reiner is doing another Synthwave class.
Yep. I believe he's doing a bunch of classes again, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to hit his Synthwave class to start working on, like, my brighter color transitions and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do want to be able to attend this one. I just will see if it's doable or not, so...
Yeah, I mean, hope he can make it. Warfare Weekend's probably my favorite. As much as I do enjoy Adepticon, the size feels like it's gone a little much, I guess. I don't know how else to describe it, because, like...
It's big. I mean, it's not Gen Con big or a couple of those others, but, I mean, for a wargaming convention, it's big. And... Yeah. It can feel like a bit much, and Warfare Weekend's one of those things that it's kind of nice to just feel that, you know, a little bit more relaxing, toned down vibe.
Yeah.
So, totally get it.
Yeah, it's, and like hotels went on sale.
Yep.
And then that kind of felt like it became a mess.
Yeah. I didn't even know like the Adepticon hotels were on sale.
Oh,
when they went on.
Yeah. He had it right. Like, my brother usually gets his Voodoo.
Yeah. Did he not this year?
He did not. So, he had it all in. He input his credit card information, but the credit card isn't expired now.
But it will be by then. It
expires by the time the stay was. And so, by the time that he was able to, get the other information, yeah, it
was gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, that kind of occurred. So we didn't get a hotel on site at the room rate. So obviously we'll still be there, but it's just kind of slightly more annoying, I guess. But yeah, Warfare Weekends, you know, we're what is it? 3 months? 3 months away now?
Yeah, 3 months away.
Yeah, or two? Wait, no, 2 months away, right? Just remember. Yeah, 2 months.
In November.
Away.
Yeah. So
yeah, because it's early November, so we're 2 months away. So I definitely need to get that packet done. I need to stop slacking on that. I need to validate one or two things with Guns and Tirith. But for those that are going to be going to Warfare Weekend, I actually just checked. It looks like we had a couple more people register for the events because I brought them up while we were in here. So that's good. We still have plenty of space available. So don't, you know, we're not in a threat of running out. I mean, that would be a good problem to have. But
it would.
Warfare Weekend's kind of the next one. Yeah, it's actually 2 months away now. That feels really, we're almost in September.
Yep. Which I'm actually fairly comfortable with the idea of busting out, you know, a team of 7 models in roughly 2.5 months. And the nice thing is Coonerbus in the next week should know what type of like vacation time he's getting, so maybe we can actually get that all figured out.
Yeah, it would be great to see you. I've got I think one or two locals that are debating coming down as well.
I gotta find out if Sebrov's gonna show up this year too.
I haven't heard much from him in a while, so I'm not sure.
No, nobody's heard from him much in a little bit, but
yeah,
he's still got my Canuck, or not my Canuck, my Gloom, so I need to get my Canadian Gloom back now.
Yeah, your Canadian Gloom. It better come back, like, 100% painted with, like, the Canadian flag on its back or something.
I will be honest with you. I'm really hoping. I'm really hoping. So
that would be pretty good. So
All right. Well, let's jump out of the hobby corner. And I don't believe there's any new news, really, for us to recap. So I don't think we have anything to talk about in Judgment news. So yeah, let's talk about the event that happened most recently, though, which I know you went to.
Yeah.
Which was Sudsman Day.
Yeah, so Sudsman Day, it was an event that was run right outside Chicago in one of the, I believe, northern suburbs. Evansville or Evan, I forget the name. So just north of Chicago. So for me, not a terrible drive. I think like an hour and a half, because I'm just north of Milwaukee. So nice. not a terrible drive. Yeah, I took my brother and one of my locals, Greg. Who's been probably one of the more consistent locals of mine playing through the Kickstarter and some of the transition stuff.
Okay.
But then kind of summer hits and his kid is of the sports playing age. So that impacts, I think he was actually coaching the T-ball team, or he's coaching one of the teams he's on, but he was doing, you know, Little League and then football. And
Soon as that happens, you're SOL.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was able to make time to come down for the event.
Nice.
It was at, I believe, Double Clutch Brewery was the name of it. Fantastic beer. Had quite a few of them while playing throughout the day.
So I have to ask, did it actually affect your play?
Yeah, I think by the last game, me and the guy playing were a little bit inebriated at that point. Not too bad. And I did not drive home. My brother drove my car home. So
okay. So when you say a little inebriated, are we talking on the scale of like the first few beers at Warfare, or are we talking on painter levels wonky?
Okay.
At
Warfare? It was not on Warfare weekend levels of alcohol consumption.
Okay. Okay. Right? Good. Good.
But they're definitely like, you know, a beer or two a game.
So kind of like where you and I were at Adepticon, where we were having a beer here and there. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think a bit more that level. So, but yeah, the event was super fun. JT, who ran it, was fantastic.
Nice.
He also had help from Josh of the... Oh, crap.
Is that the CGN Josh?
Yeah, CGN Josh. That's cool Guys Network or something. They do YouTube videos. They did a little montage recap of the event, where, of course, I had to be a little bit of a shill for our podcast on it as well, because I was wearing my Summon shirt. So, good. You know, got to represent.
Yeah, got to represent.
But, yeah, the event was super fun. I actually liked the kind of chill atmosphere that it was. You know, obviously, you know, having a beer as you're playing or a few makes it feel a bit more casual.
Yep.
I think. And yeah, it was a really good time. I would 100% go and do a similar thing. It actually made me wonder if I could find like a brewery,
in
Milwaukee, up where I'm at, to do something kind of similar. Sure. Because I think it'll be pretty sweet. They had like a kind of like this like side room, dedicated for it. We ended up getting 8 players because JT and Josh both, you know, we were at 6 and like, well, both of you guys play. Like, yeah, you're running the event, but the nice part about Judgment is like you don't get weird rules questions
that often
feel like they would impact games to such a degree that it feels where you can't be like impartial, I guess, is the best way when you're making a rules ruling.
Yeah.
After running the stuff at LVO, Warfare Weekend last year, running, you know, local events in V1, even in V1, I felt like the rule, like, it's, okay, can I charge this thing? Because it's like, you know, V1, you had to go in a straight line, you couldn't clip anything.
Yeah.
And then you had to still be in melee reach. You had some angles and stuff that could be kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But very, very rarely was it like, hey, this rules interaction is so weird, and it's going to be like game breaking for one player or the other, depending on how the ruling goes.
Right.
Because I feel like that can happen. Like War Machine, I felt like I had a couple of scenarios when I used to play in events that like, yeah, this ruling is like a huge deal, and it could very swing the game. Judgment hasn't felt that way from events I've been in and run. So I don't feel as bad about having people running the event in it. especially if you like recuse yourself from taking any prize support, right? Like,
yeah,
because then it's like, hey, I'm playing in it to play in the event, and then usually like if you're preventing a buy, right? Like, or I guess you technically could just be the buy buster at that point, just give the person the wins. But
yeah,
I'm not as against it, especially, you know, it's an 8-person event, right? So it's,
yeah,
not,
it's
not some like big qualifier or something.
Well,
so
it's not a big qualifier, and the tournament season officially for Judgment hasn't started. You know, it's not like it's there's anything major for it right now. It's,
correct.
You're just doing an event that's an 8-person event to have some fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go drink some beer, throw some dice, man.
Yeah. So yeah, I
so
was.
So that's what
pumped.
You did.
So that's what I did, and it turns out I threw dice really well.
Okay.
So I ended up winning the event.
So hold on. I'm saying it that way for a reason.
Yep.
Let's ask you, what warband did you take?
Okay, so I brought probably power level wise my favorite Gruul warband at the moment. So of course I played Gruul because that's what I do.
Yep.
The warband was Dolnragar, Gendris, Loribella, Yorgoth, Thorgar, Piper, and Thrommel.
Okay.
So before Sudsman Day did their thing, they released a tournament packet that, again, essentially was the Adepticon packet,
mm-hmm.
With a couple of caveats, one being proxies were allowed. They've got a pretty new meta with a group of guys that are playing down there right now, so I think there's a handful of them that are tend to proxy a couple models at the mm-hmm. moment. And then obviously things like Loribella, Yorgoth, I guess Abathos does have a model. But
yes, he does.
So Loribella and Yorgoth currently don't have V2 models, so I busted out my V1 Loribella, and then I used a different creature caster model for Yorgoth. So,
makes sense.
So we're allowing the proxy. So I'm like, well, they're allowing proxies, I'm bringing Loribella and Yorgoth. So.
That's fair. So now that we know the warband, I'm going to say, mm-hmm. yay! Congratulations. Yeah. You know, proper representing of the summoned.
Yeah.
Let's not get too excited, because I don't want to see Guns and Tirith nerf Gruul yet again.
No, don't do it. There was a funny comment one of them posted in the Discord or something, like in one of the playtester channel, there was a little bit of see, Gruul won a thing, they're fine. That I thought was like which I know I've spoken that it does feel like Gruul got hit pretty hard, and I feel like in some ways they really did. But I think the game balance is in a state that even though they are probably one of the weaker gods from the perspective of what you get from mm-hmm. that god, I feel like their champions
yeah.
and some of the warbands you can still bring with Gruul still feel good, I guess is the best way to describe it. So
you're starting to figure out how to play them without depending on that.
Yeah, it's called just bring Loribella.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying it's one of those things of where you start trying to figure out how to play around the idea of, wait, I don't have the ability to just 2-hex crowd someone. So
well,
that's good.
Fun fact about that, though, this is still a warband. If 2-hex was a thing, I would have played, and it would have actually been dramatically stronger.
Yes.
I think I only bought Staff of Gruul in one of the games, or again, I think I got in the second, no, because I bought Hunter's Knife. I think I only bought Staff of Gruul in one of the games. Mm-hmm. The bigger thing actually was just the effigy power. So when, with my warband, most things are champions outside Thrommel. So when you pop that effigy power turned, you can absorb a lot of free damage. And then with regen, if they don't have anti-healing, it still can be a bit to deal with.
Yep.
But yeah, I think Gruul, it feels weird because I play Gruul because I like the champions. I'm not playing Gruul because I feel like I'm getting a lot of good value from what the god gives me, and that feels strange, which is probably why I think Gruul lately has been dropping down the popularity from games played, at least on what's recorded on Longshanks, because there's I don't think I used my warband bonus at all the whole day in all three games.
About
I don't
right.
think it appeared once. That's not the most uncommon situation in Gruul.
No.
Like I said, I think I only bought Staff of Gruul in one of my games, but it was on a Piper, and it did bring a lot of value. So
sure.
It was good there. The thing with this warband, and I think with some Gruul warbands in particular, is your first turn can feel like you need to do very specific things.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you those specific things don't work, or you know, like dice don't work for you, it can feel bad. Like, so this warband, the big thing is Yorgoth needs to get level 2.
Sure.
If you are not leveling Yorgoth to level 2 on your first turn, you're kind of doing it wrong.
Sure.
His level 2 takes him from like an okay damage dealer to really being able to put out a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then his level 3 makes him very, very consistent in that damage output. So for those that aren't aware, his level 2 is that whenever he crits a target, he can attack a second target with a free 0 action point attack, but it has to be a different target. So it's like a big spread damage kind of thing. And yeah, I really dig this warband. Lori Bella is awesome. So awesome that I'm fairly confident she was banned every game. But Lori Bella has been like an MVP for me in pretty much every game I've played her in. She just does a bit of everything and just never, I don't know, just never feels bad to take. So much so that I was actually debating playing games without Gendrys in the warband, because Lori Bella fills that kind of support, like Swiss Army knife role.
Mm-hmm.
And she just does it so much better than Gendrys. So that's kind of the one thing I've been struggling with Gruul. Mm-hmm. I think right now is that it feels strange when you're like, yeah, I'm just going to leave my avatar at home. Like, it's not even like I need to have this thing.
Right.
Which I guess from one perspective is good, because that means when you play a god, it doesn't feel like you need to have the avatar.
Yeah.
But that does feel a bit strange that, you know, the avatar, right, which should essentially be like the most embodiment of the god you're playing, is just not feel worth taking. Because I don't think that's really the case in pretty much any other god. I know Isabelle people were kind of down on, but I think that's changed a bit with a couple of the buffs that she's received.
Sure. I mean, you know me. I've definitely said that Isabelle's one in Ista that you honestly can leave her at home, and it's not a... It can be something that's helpful, but I don't think it's a make or break, right?
Yeah.
The other one I felt that way about, especially for the longest time, was Bastion and Tauren.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly... Yes, he gets some good benefits with the healing and stuff, but I don't think he's one that, like, in Tauren, you have to take him.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're talking Bruellen, when you're talking Tomas...
Yeah.
If you're not bringing Zonya or you're not bringing Fazeal, kind of makes you go, why?
Well, and they synergize so well with their effigy power.
Right.
And their, you know, their sacred artifact.
Yeah.
So it's felt a little bit weird, because Gendrys used to feel like an auto-include, and, like, she would get banned a lot.
Yep.
But with the changes to her avatar bonus, just, you know, Lori Bella kind of filling that slot. So kind of the idea with the warband here is kind of like the old, kind of a bit of the old just Gruul death ball.
Yep.
Lori Gendrys is pretty much there if Lori Bella is banned.
Yep.
Otherwise, she's probably the drop if something else gets banned, unless I really feel like I need some of her tools. So quick recap of round one. I played against JT playing Tomas. Not everyone put their warbands in Longshank, so I don't have two of the warbands perfectly, but if I remember it right, it was Fazeal, Rakir, Ashel, Ankura, Zim, Marcus, Mazuzi. He banned my Lori Bella. I banned his Rakir. I dropped Piper because he had Zim, because Zim can auto
Yeah.
freeze, and that feels bad. Or if Azeel gets enough dice where if he puts a poison to a pestilence. I forget what he dropped, to be honest with you. Pretty straightforward game. Just kind of push Yorgoth down his throat a bit, and Yorgoth did Yorgothy things. He did get a real quick soul harvest with Mazuzi, and then was pretty good about protecting Mazuzi. But I running double tank when your only like real tank buster is a Fazeel. And I guess he had Mazuzi, but if Mazuzi kind of shows his face, I just go really aggressive at it, right? Mm-hmm. So, and he had an early soul, so he was trying to protect Mazuzi. So it was one where just, you know, put the beef up front and
who did he take progress. Diamond armor on, do you remember?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. Okay. I don't even remember if he bought it necessarily.
Gotcha.
He might not have.
Because that's one of the things I know I found with playing Mazuzi. It's like, if you give him diamond armor, then he can kind of play up front a little bit more and be like, I'm going to show my face.
Well, yeah, and then you can also, right, if you get, you know, he got that early
soul.
Soul, and I think he did Agi with the physical augmentation. Oh. So, yeah, with diamond armor, you know, Agi 4 res 2s, you know, with leech.
Yeah.
Is kind of difficult to, like, there's some durability there, right?
Yeah. I mean, you definitely have a team that can deal with that a little bit better, but
yeah.
But I mean, it's still, you could then at least take him out into the front a little bit more. So
correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So then round two, I played against Ista, and this was, we did a lunch break,
mm-hmm.
and Tony, who was playing that warband, like, I was kind of looking at this warband, and I was slightly worried because it's Ista, and if you do the whole like tank ball, you need a lot of damage to push through that. And if he banned out, you know, my Thorgar, my Yorgoth, I was a little bit worried about trying to crack it. But his Ista warband was Bernascus, Brock, Dolnragar, Isabel, Astariel, Loribella, and Thrommel. And I gave this one a lot of thought over the lunch break of like, okay, if I hit him, what do I ban? And again, he banned my Loribella because he's also been playing Loribella, so he knows, you know, Loribella things.
Mm-hmm.
I banned out his Brock, and I basically thought, I am going to risk him being super tanky, but he's not going to have damage.
Yeah.
And with my regen and some of that, you know, if I get like an armor shredder on Yorgoth and let him just double hit into the front line, I might be able to push through it, was kind of the thought process.
Right.
And then I could also use Staff of Gruul with fire to try and turn off healing.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thought process in my head. But he ended up dropping his Dolnragar, I believe, because I don't believe he had double tank. And then I dropped my Piper because I was like, with Barney plus Thrommel, there's good knockdown there that Piper does not like seeing knockdown. And we were playing and we were kind of going, and this was the map that's got the tier 4 in the middle. Mm. It's like two soul pit with the forest coming in from the left-hand side. And he positioned his Thrommel not the greatest with a Canuck Mara in the middle. So it went on the Thrommel early on, did some damage. And it got to the point where he got a soul or two early, but then on his effigy power turn, he kind of like effigy recalled a handful of models because he had a bunch of stuff getting low because the monsters just ended up being a huge problem for him. Mm-hmm. And then it became my problem. But a respawning Thorgar with a Hunter's Knife turns out does real good.
Yeah.
Dealing with a Canuck Mara. Because I think I respawned it. I bought the Hunter's Knife. I couldn't get to the Canuck Mara. And then the following turn, the Thorgar just came in and just, he's like, okay, the Canuck Mara is done. It got the restoration. This was it. What is a restoration potion or restoration scroll or whatever?
I think it's restoration potion.
Okay.
No, resto pod is the Ista.
Yeah. He got the Canuck Mara defensive item, and then he was able to, so he came in and this was after he had recalled a couple of things, mm-hmm. and the Thorgar killed it with the Hunter's Knife,
mm-hmm.
and then it popped the defensive item to do to do the healing.
Mm-hmm.
So it healed the Thorgar that was a couple points from the respawn, a Thrommel that was kind of low, and my Gendrys. So it healed 15 hit points. And dang. Then it also removed a poison on my Thrommel from Vajasha, a knockdown, and I think a fire from my Gendrys from his Barney. Like, it was... Wow. Yeah, it was this big, like, okay, this has been a problem, and now, like, I just netted some fate. And I think I swapped him to Staff of Gruul at that point, because I needed fire. I'm like, okay, I need fire to try and prevent healing. But yeah, it kind of worked out. I split my warband too. It was kind of interesting. I had like Dolnragar and Yorgoth on the left-hand side. I was on bottom, which kind of was facing off against his like Astariel.
Right.
And then kind of the rest of the stuff was on the other side. So my Gendrys, Thrommel, and Thorgar, he gets the Thorgar kill. His Barney went ballistic. I don't
nice.
His Barney, like, every time his Barney did a thing, he did all of the things with, like, the attack roll.
Nice.
Like, I mean, he's like, I charge, I knock down with the J, I shoot, I crit with Javen fire, like, fire and stuff. I'm like, all right, I pissed off his Barney. So he got a lot of work out of Barney. But
because you banned the other dwarf.
It's, yeah, yeah. But yeah, so Tony's a fantastic player, and that was a fun game. Like, the monster stuff was kind of interesting. And then, yeah, eventually I'm just like, okay, I just need a hunter's knife.
Yeah.
Thorgar, you need to kill this stuff.
Makes sense.
And then round three was against my local Greg, who drove with us. He was playing his four aggressor Bruellen list. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was, I know it had Zonya. I think it had Brock. I think he borrowed my Draugoth, and then it was like Cruel and Marcus, and what's, is it Kogan? I don't remember.
Kogan is in Bruellen.
Yeah, so it might be that, and I just banned out as Marcus, because I'm like, well, I can't ban out enough damage. He yet again banned my Lori Bella. Greg's a guy I've been playing with since V1, my V1 days. He's seen a lot of Lori Bella in V1.
Yep.
He's not the biggest fan of things that Lori Bella.
You mean he's not a big fan of the abuse that you inflict?
Yes. Yeah. Because one of the fun things is with Gruul is the warband outside of getting those early items tends to be pretty fate light, which means you very often have fate for the grenade once you get going a little bit. And granted, that's mostly because the warband I currently play, like, it feels like you really want Yorgoth to level, but you kind of want items on other places. Which is a little bit different of a turn one. I'm trying to remember what I dropped. I think I might have dropped my Thrommel. Because I remember having Piper, I think. Where did I drop? I don't
know. I mean, it's hard to say when you're, you know, a few beers deep, too.
And it was, this was on the Triple Soul Pit map. So this gamer I remember being super back and forth. We were killing stuff back and forth, and then he was kind of setting up for an effigy kill. But I was able to get a last soul before he could really execute the effigy kill.
Nice.
But it was, yeah, it was a close game. It was a super fun event. I had a blast playing in it. I will 100% go down for another Sudsman Day very, very easily. I thought it was super fun, and... having beers and playing games with buddies is a good time.
Yeah. That makes sense. Well, guys, I'm going to say this. Congrats to, you know, the guys who ran Sudsman Day. I'm glad you were able to get an 8-man tourney event going, even if the two organizers had to play in it. That's still 8 people. That's awesome to hear. It's good to hear that everybody had a good day. It was fun. Definitely makes me want to try to be able to schedule some time to maybe go out there and do one of the events too, if they do another one. So that's good. I know you have your event coming up here in the,
yeah, week from Saturday. So coming up pretty quick. I don't know how many people are actually showing up at the moment though.
Kunerbus and I are not going to be able to make that one as much as I was hoping to.
Yeah, I don't blame you, because I think at this point we're going to have maybe like 3 to 4 people at most. So it will probably just turn into like a round robin, just kind of
Yeah.
play people that show up. And I was going to set up a demo table as well. So yeah, I don't think we're, just judging from turnout on some of the other locals and what's going on with them. So
Yeah.
little sad about that, but got on the calendar, so we'll show up, and if you get a couple of games, and you get a couple of games. But yeah, it's coming up in a week from Saturday, so
All right.
coming pretty quick.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, Wonky, we've talked a lot about Sudsman. We've talked a little bit about our hobby corner. I think it's time to get to the meat and potatoes of this episode, right?
It is time.
It is time for us to talk the analyzation of the game we did 2 weeks ago for
Yes.
the Worst Warband Challenge.
Ooh, and it was a doozy, man.
Man,
That's all I'm gonna say.
it was a
It.
doozy. I mean, the fact that it went 3 hours,
Yeah, it was a long game.
it was a long game. And I mean, let's recap for everybody. What warband did I make for you?
All right. So the warband I had, and actually this doesn't look right now that I'm double checking it. Hold on. I
That
feel like I put the wrong thing in.
looks right to me.
Okay. Did I have Ashel? I don't remember having Ashel. Maybe I dropped it. Okay. Yeah, so I had
No, I
Cradle.
gave you Ashel and I banned
Yep.
him.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay, so that's why I was, because I don't remember doing anything with Ashel. So my warband was Krognar, and I had Cradle, Skull, Maltik, Zyvera, Skye, Ashel, and Gendryss. And Fabius, what did I give you?
You, like the true-hearted bastard you are, which I appreciate, gave me Bruellen with Cradle, Skull, Maltik, Saiyan, Ashel, Skye, and Zim. I gotta say, man, I was very surprised at how this turned out. When we talked about the build a little bit, right? But the fact that we both went away from this with two different ideas, right? You went with the idea of I'm gonna build you the worst possible warband with the worst possible god bonus, with the worst possible artifact able to be used for the team.
I mean, there is
There are two targets.
value.
Okay, three. There are
There is
three.
some value with Maltik with Second Wind.
Sure. But
Not the greatest, but
realistically?
it's realistically, yeah.
Okay.
It's,
So,
yeah, obviously
like,
I went cruel.
you went full on cruel mode. And I appreciate that because, well, no, like, legitimately, I appreciate that because going that full on mode, there was obviously some discussion in the Discord about how, oh, we probably should have put some other rules on it and stuff. But realistically, the little bits of guidelines that we put on it to begin with, that was enough for us to come up with some good ideas. That was enough for us to go, okay, yeah, how can you get creative with this, right? And we had mentioned it before. I think it's very interesting that, what was it? I think five out of the
Yeah,
seven models
five
were
of
the
them were the same.
same. So, I mean, obviously, I think that tells you we both think similarly with some of these models.
Well, and it might also lend to what models are just not good, right?
Yeah.
Not even like we're in the same like line of thinking.
Sure.
Like what models just either don't work without specific tools,
Yeah.
or maybe are just bad,
Yeah, sure.
right?
But I love the fact that you went with that very cruel mindset of like, I'm going to give you absolutely zero tools to work with, or as few tools as possible to work with. And I came at it with the idea of, Okay, so I'm going to give you a god that I know you struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a god that has an actual warband bonus that's good.
Yep.
I'm going to give you somebody that can be, that can help utilize that a little bit. Like, or can utilize by dropping some Shadow Orbs, right? Because obviously you're going to have Cradle.
Yeah. Well, and Cradle's still, you know, low on a lot of people's power levels. Yeah.
And Cradle is. But it's like, and then I gave
you're,
you...
I'm like, oh, you're like, oh, I did you a favor by giving you Cradle. And I'm like, what are you really giving
me? So here's the thing. Cradle? Realistically, did I do you a huge favor? No. Did I give you a tool you could use? Yes, because you have the ability to teleport to those Shadow Orbs. That's right? True. And you have an artifact that you can use to go drop some Shadow Orbs.
Yep.
Am I going to say that I gave you the best tool in the game? No, of course I didn't do that. That wasn't the point of this. But yes. I did give you a combo like with Skull and Zyvera, with Bulwark and Cutting, which you mm-hmm. utilized in the game once.
I don't think I cut Bulwark really, but I did use you some did Cutting. Once. Okay.
You did once. But it's the point that like you didn't get to do it that often. But I gave you some other tools, right? Like, I gave you Gendrys, who has some ranged attack and has a 2-hex, and she had some other tools that you could use. But I didn't give you the best tools. I gave you a couple. And I love the fact that because we both came at this from different directions, mm-hmm. still came up with, like, in a way, similar warbands. And then still, when we sat down and played this game, it was, I mean, besides the fact that we both banned out each other's damage...
And it was like watching paint dry.
It was, you know, it was truly a game where you really had to think about what you were going, what was happening. And I think that's great, you know, and like, I've got the warbands that we finished with here, but I mean, you banned out my Ashel and my Zim.
Yeah. Cause this was immunity. Yep.
This was immunity. Yep.
Yep.
So you banned out my Ashel and my Zim, which... Yep. I'm going to tell you right now, as soon as you grabbed Zyvera first pick, I gave you the option to get rid of Saiyan. And as soon as you didn't, I was like, she's coming home with me. I knew there was no way she was sitting at home.
Yeah. I think might have been one of the best things you had. Saiyan.
I definitely agree with you.
My thought when I thought of Saiyan was here's a Soul Gazer that will do just literally nothing with the effigy power. It has no interaction with the god at all, but mm-hmm. I think she ended up being just so good for you, and the fact that because for those that didn't watch the game, it was a lot of like, okay, I'm gonna charge in and do some damage, and then Cradle is just gonna heal it all back up, like,
yep.
I think that was felt like the story of the game.
Yeah.
Was okay, do some damage. Okay.
Heal.
Cradle heals it up. Or divert damage, you know, from here to here with Sky. All right. Aura of Light then heals it up. Like,
yeah.
I think the amount of, and I don't remember the exact amount of healing she gave, but it felt like it was that, like, little extra.
I want to say that, like, overall, she probably gave somewhere around 12 to 14 hit points of healing.
Yeah. And it definitely felt like when you don't have a whole lot of damage, that became like a much bigger,
mm-hmm.
makes it a much bigger hill to climb, essentially.
Agreed. You know, and that was the thing is, like I said, we both banned out the damage because I got rid of your Ashel and your Maltik. And mm-hmm. so it was really just, it was really just kind of a tank v tank warband with a little bit of slap fighting here and there.
Yeah, a lot of slap fighting.
Okay, yeah, let's be real. A lot of slap fighting.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it was good that we chose a map that had a lot of monsters on it, because that was something we both had to play around, which is definitely something I know that is a talking point for you.
Yeah, I felt that, was it round four, like round four, whatever it was.
Round three, round four-ish, somewhere in there.
I had you set up to take, was it like three monster attacks or something?
Yeah, three.
And I think you might have took one earlier on the school, and like, I remember the gloom, like, chomps you're saying for a crit, and I'm like, okay, it's good. Not, yep. Like, her having damage on her was good, but she wasn't in a position I could really follow up well.
Right.
And so I was hoping I was going to get way more damage on your Skull, because he was kind of in that front.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, if Skull takes a decent amount of damage, like, he's in a big threat to die.
Yep.
And I think, I don't remember exactly what attacked him. I think it was a Gloom.
It was a Gloom and a Canuck. Yep.
And they just, like, decided, like, oh, what are dice? Like,
yeah, they looked at him and were like, yeah, we don't want to bother with him today.
Yeah, I think there was, like, one of them glanced once, and that was, like, all the damage your Skull took that community phase. And I was kind of hinging on that being my plan a bit because of the way the board state was.
Yeah.
Because I remember getting my Zyvera a soul or two pretty quick.
So you got her the first soul right away, and you immediately effigy recalled her out.
Yeah, because I forget why I was so worried about her. But I was like, I really just need to get her out of dodge here. Part of the plan, too, originally in my head was to use Cradle to get a Shadow Orb on the opposite side of the map. Mm-hmm. But I think I had to use my Cradle to kill the monster because the dice whiffed.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly. No, I think it was more just you lost sight of your plan is what happened. Because I remember you had said something. You're like, oh, God, I was going to do that with Cradle, not this.
Yeah, I thought one of my dice. Maybe I'm misremembering it a bit, but because this was the double gloom.
This was the double gloom Canuck double on the gloom left.
The shrine, and then, the tier four on the left.
Yep.
I had that thought in my head, right, of doing like the whole, okay, get that first shot, get that first soul.
Yeah.
Get over to the other side, get that soul. And then at that point, Zyvera's level 3.
Yep.
And with Krognar's 1 point effigy recall, it's not bad to be able to, like, soul harvest, effigy recall, have 2 souls, bank it, and then, okay, now I've got Soul Link online.
Yep.
And she's level 3 in the hit points, so she should be a little bit tanky and cutting and stuff, but
yep.
I totally whiffed that, and that's, you know, the Krognar.
Well.
Krognar noob.
And that was the thing is, well, I think what it was because Saiyan was right there next to her.
Mm-hmm.
You were worried about if she does that and then she sits there, right?
Oh, and then, you blast
Saiyan's going to blast you for
plus 1 damage.
Yeah, she's going to blast you for 4 dice at plus 1 damage. Even if I'm just glancing you, that's 9 damage on a, like, 16 health Zyvera.
Level 2 is 18.
Okay, sorry. So it's not. It's still half of her health.
Half of her,
and I popped my effigy power.
Yes.
I had popped my effigy power because then Cradle and Skull were both in range.
Yeah, I think at least one of them was in charge range. So I think the problem was I just felt like I needed to get her out. And then the other thought process was to maybe try and walk her to that left side when the soul spawned, but it just. That game felt like it broke down.
It did. But quick, I think the other thing that broke it down very quickly, too, was that Canuck. He started, I mean, with the way that he ended up heading, he basically, that soul moved 1, he moved 2. The soul moved 1, he moved 2. And it was like, well, cool, now there's a Canuck on top of this damn soul.
Yeah.
I really can't go for it. And that definitely caused us some problems. So.
Yeah, monsters were a problem. And I don't think, did either one of us buy a hunter's knife? I don't think we did.
Nope.
I think one of the big differences, too, was you leveled Skull first on yours off that gloom kill.
Yeah.
And I think that was probably one of the, like, real, real big differentiating factors was the level 2 Skull warrior side with the stun.
Yep.
The stun knockdown 1S combat maneuver, I think it ended up being a really big deal because there's a couple of times you knock stuff down, and you're like, okay, now Cradle's getting extra dice.
Yep.
You know, now anything else is getting extra dice for damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, you know, you're losing actions on the other side. And I ended up getting my Cradle to level 2 instead of my Skull. I think I was trying to think the ability to get the... Like remove your bulwark with the level two is what I was thinking of when I ended up doing it that way.
Well, I know you ended up getting Cradle to level two through,
Or is that the Soul
that
Harvest I
was the
did
Soul
it
Harvest
for?
one where
Okay.
you pulled the soul in with her to do 3 true damage to Sky.
Okay.
Because Sky was so low, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna put him in basically death range. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. Cradle's gonna go whack, 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 heal.
Yeah.
And you were
Yeah,
just like, son of a.
the cradle healing was like ridiculous between both sides, I think.
It really
It was
was. I
like
mean.
every activation we're like healing and you're like getting the Shadow Mist back and healing more and
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, and I think that's kind of one of the things that was really funny, right? Is there was like 2 turns where we had the cradle on cradle fight.
Yep.
And I mean, you want to talk about a slap fight? I don't think I've ever seen a fight be more of a slap fight than basically the cradle on cradle. Because I know, and the one turn your dice just went total donkey on you.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen. And then my dice worked well. And then the next turn, your dice worked well, and my dice worked well. And it was just like watching these two cradles basically go, okay, and hit points drop, and hit points are back, and hit points
Yeah.
drop, and
Yeah, and
hit
then it
points are
was like, yeah,
back.
because it was like the leech and then the healing. Yeah, it was just yeah, it was long. It was a long game because of that. We just didn't we neither of us had the damage to really like push through.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And I think that definitely made it drag. Yeah, one of my other notes I had on here is that Gendrys felt pretty weak in this matchup. I think with the change to 2 hex,
Yeah.
she couldn't really do a lot of good setup like you normally could with Cradle. I think that my plan was also just a bit disjointed. I remember using her to shoot a whole lot,
Yeah, you
but
did.
I don't remember getting a whole lot of bounces with it though.
I don't think you got no, you did get one bounce.
But it was pretty minimal because things were
Yeah.
kind of compact. And I
Yes.
was like, okay, like I'm just gonna bounce in a bunch of damage with Gendrys, and just never seemed to happen. And obviously she didn't have the Avatar bonus, which sometimes 1J feels bad. I actually one of my things I wish change about that is it could be 2S or 1J. Not just 1J,
Right.
because then it's at least a bit more likely to happen, but not the whole 1S thing that it was. That was definitely probably too high of a
Right.
bounce amount. But yeah, I had a couple of times where I'm like, okay, she's just gonna go turret mode,
Yep.
shoot Cradle 3 times and bounce it into Sky or whatever. So maybe I could have got her Ring of Power, and that might have helped if that was gonna be some of the game plan, just because the going to 7 to 8 feels like, the one extra die is pretty nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just felt she. I know you gave her to me knowing that that I like Gendrys, but at the same time, I'm like, it just didn't. Just didn't do
Well, and
much.
that's, I'll be honest with you, when I gave her to you, right, knowing that you like Gendrys, I was like, okay, he knows how to play with Gendrys. But I was almost wondering if it was going to be a little bit of a trap.
Yeah.
Because of the fact I know you like to play with her, and I know kind of that you like to use that lightning bolt.
Yeah.
And when I watched you get her away from the effigy without getting Ring of Power, I was
Yeah, that
like,
was probably
ooh.
in this matchup that probably would have been a big deal just to because like no one else in the warband necessarily like needed an item like Cradle and
The
Armor Shredder wouldn't have been bad, right? Because there's another Cradle, another
right.
Skull and
The only person, like the only other person on your side of the board that I would have say that I would say would probably want items legitimately
Yeah.
would be the same person on that was on my side that I gave items to. And that's Skull.
Yeah.
Because even when Skull goes down Warrior Path, right, he only goes from a 5 to a 6.
Yeah.
Giving him a Vorpal, taking him to 7, giving him Boots of Agility, so now he's Agility 4, makes him a real problem to try and deal with at times.
Yeah, or like a Leech Blade too, when I
Yeah, a
have
Leech
to
Blade is
yeah,
great too.
some sort of defensive something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in this, Skull should have been focused on a bit more. Or with the Gendrys, I think I needed that Ring of Power, just to get the extra dice to try and get the leaps. Because the if your dice are going with Gendrys and she's doing leaps, like it can be a lot of damage from a source you don't really expect a lot of damage to come from.
Yep.
But with it being 2S, you know, your likelihood of doing it's going to be a bit lower. But it probably would have been a better thought. My other thought, too, at one point before the game, which I never really tried to push, was like trying to get Gendrys to level 3 to bring out Terra.
That was something Kunnerbus really actually mentioned to me like the day after we did this.
Yeah, I think I just whiffed on my opening turn pretty bad, and that just kind of set up where I think with Gendrys, if I would have got a Ring of Power and then used her either to get the or use her to get the Gloom kill, I think that might have been better to kind of get her up a level. With Res 1, your Warband was going to have kind of difficult killing her without a Shredder.
Yep.
Between the Res 1 plus regen, giving her some extra hit points. And then, yeah, I think getting Terra would have drastically changed the game.
Terra would have put this in your favor so hard, I think.
Yeah, and I think that... I was trying to do the Krognar thing a little too much. The whole get a soul gaze, bounce.
Yep. Like,
that was kind of this whole idea I had. When I really just should have looked at what I had a bit more closely... And yeah, I think I could have focused on Gendrys in this matchup, and that would have helped. Or the Skull. I think getting an early level in an item on either of those two models would have been a lot more beneficial in the long run.
Yeah, I honestly think if it were me looking at this, right?
Yeah.
Playing it, I think you take the early level with Skull. You get him an item. Do whatever you need to with... you know, whatever other aspect, you basically let him be the guy who's going to start setting people up.
Yeah.
And then because Gendrys then will pick up levels by just being able to lightning bolt a knockdown target. And I think that's where you'll see more of that chain lightning going off. Right.
Yeah. I think there would have been a lot more value doing that as well. I think you're right.
Go ahead.
Yep. And I think, again, I think that first turn, I'm kind of looking at it again real quick.
Yeah. Well, and while you're looking at it, the other thing
I got the level on Sky first.
Yeah, because you ended up whiffing something.
That was weird. I think I was trying to get it on Cradle, and then I just...
Yeah, I think so.
Went bad.
But the other thing is like, you had Zyvera. And like, she's another one that's a tool that you could use to basically set up the okay, cool, you're in my face, I'm gonna cut you for some damage, Skull's gonna knock you down, Gendrys is gonna finish you off.
Yeah, the problem with that was because I thought about a bit of that, but the issue with cutting is you had so much healing on your side.
Yeah.
That if I cut, you're like, okay, then Cradle goes and just heals it up. Or Sky Spirit Strikes and it's
true.
It felt like I had to get someone low and then use her to finish, but she also had the marked target. That was part of the reason I backed her off too, is
the marked target, yeah.
Marked target, you had Cradle and the marked target, and I thought with marked target, with Bruel and Effigy Part, I'm like, I gotta get Zyvera out of here. And so the thought process was to get the soul to safety and then, you know, work around that a bit, but it clearly didn't work the greatest.
Well,
cause felt like, you know, it wasn't even threatening the cutting and then,
Well, and one of the other things was by getting Zyvera out of there, right? It then turned into a 4v5.
Yeah.
Which is giving up some ground. And then I basically was like, okay, I just have to start picking on somebody. And if I pick on somebody enough, you're going to have to pull them out of here, right?
Yeah, looks like you did that with my Skull.
I did. I started picking on your Skull because you brought him in and you're like, well, I'm going to do this. And I was like, okay, I'll pick on him.
Yeah.
And... you know, then you ended up effigy powering to pull him out of there.
Yeah, because I felt like I couldn't give you that kill.
No, and I 100% agree.
And I didn't have Shadow Orbs in spots that were worthwhile at that point anyways. So it was just like, this is just what has to happen. That was kind of the thought when I effigy power. Because it definitely didn't feel like a great effigy power.
It was definitely not.
But if I didn't do that, he was going to die. So I'm like, well, this is what it has to be. Was kind of the thought process when I had it. Because I was like, I've got a soul. I can't give you an easy one.
Right.
So like, I just gotta go with it. And
that was the thing is, so then it was right. You had to pull him out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Zyvera doesn't really want to re-engage.
Correct.
Because Saiyan's still sitting surrounded by people who can help heal her and do stuff. And she's got that 3 hex. She's just going to be like, okay, you're re-engaging. Pop, pop, pop.
Mm-hmm.
So then now it's all of a sudden, it's effectively 3v5.
Yeah.
And I think that's where things started to... I'm not going to say they started to turn in my favor, but it started giving me that inch to start getting back into the game, into a situation where I was like, okay, I have a foothold. I can do something, right? And then we had that turn with the monsters where I was like, well, I am going to get boned. This is going to happen. And then the dice went, not today.
Yeah, it definitely was not great.
Right. But that's something we understand as part of this game is, you know, dice are a thing, and the dice sometimes giveth and the dice sometimes taketh.
That is for sure.
But let's be real and, you know, talk about this in a way. I gave you, you gave me Saiyan, I gave you Zyvera.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously, you know, we both agree. I think that Saiyan was the, you know, secret MVP of my team.
It definitely, to me, felt that way. I would kind of ended up going. Yeah.
How did you feel about Zyvera in your warband as a whole? Because, like I said, we talked about she got you the early soul, but then she kind of backed
she
off.
Kind of she kind of faded away in the game. And I think part of the problem I had. So when I use Zyvera a lot in Gruul, I make it very, very dangerous for things to go near her.
Mm-hmm.
And this warband just didn't have the punch to do that, right? Like, I couldn't be like, okay, come in on Zyvera, and if you, like, you're going to have to overcommit to kill her. And when you do, I'm going to have something that's going to counterpunch you really hard for having to extend into her.
Okay.
And this warband just didn't have the kind of that kind of like good counterpunch to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, what am I going to send into you? A cradle? Like, okay. And especially because the extra damage Saiyan gets. So I'm at G3.
Right.
So Saiyan's getting 4 dice.
Yep.
Which is pretty reliable hitting a solid.
Yep.
Probably on 4 dice. And then with the soul, that's, you know, 4 damage a solid.
Yep.
So that adds up very, very quickly. And part of the thing that's kind of interesting, too, is the fact that because she's edgy 3 into some of the stuff you had, she just felt a lot more threatened.
Yep.
Where Saiyan on your side just never did because she was edgy 5.
Mm-hmm.
So just that, like, that kind of a difference in and of itself made it like, okay, I can get my cradle on your Saiyan, but she's just rolling 1 die.
Right.
Consistently, right? Or same with my skull, where I'm like, okay, so Saiyan just kind of gets to hang out, and I just don't do much to her.
Makes sense.
Where, like, Zyvera with Edgy 3 is very much scared of a level 2 warrior Vorpold skull.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's getting enough dice. Sky's getting a fair number of dice.
Yep.
Saiyan's, like, everyone's getting good dice against her. Even though she could have been interesting because I got her to level 2.
Yep.
And the diminished will would have been very interesting on the cradle.
Yep.
But it just felt like I couldn't keep her in enough to really make that feel like her to feel safe.
Well, I think you pointed it out earlier, right? It was like as soon as she left, I started bullying somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's one of your most major worries in this setup is it was like, okay, well, if she reengages, unless I have some stuff in front of her that can keep her from getting bullied.
Yeah.
How do you solve the problem of diminished will? Mm-hmm. You just bully her and basically kill her.
Yeah. And like, and Skull's not the tankiest guy on the planet, right? And, no. You know, Cradle does provide the healing. And I think, you know, I will say this. I think I actually like Cradle a lot more than I did after playing this game. Now, granted, it was a game where there wasn't like the big burst damage where the amount of healing she could do felt very relevant.
Right.
But I think the Shadow Mist mechanic is interesting. If I actually would have like had Shadow Orbs out remotely intelligently, then her three Shadow Mist teleport a friendly model
mm-hmm.
would have like, if I would have put a Shadow Orb on the left-hand side of the map.
Yep.
I could have just used Cradle, I think, on that second round to mm-hmm. just zap my Zyvera over there.
You or Effigy Power
to do that. Or use some of that to get models safe, but not, you know, back to my Effigy. So, like, there was definitely... There's a lot of utility that Cradle brings that I think after playing this game, I can see some of it
mm-hmm.
to the point where like, hey, I'm actually debating like trying Cradle out more
Ooh.
After like forcing my, like being forced to play her. Now, you know, again, I think her value might've gone slightly inflated.
Yeah, I think.
Because in this game, there wasn't like the big Rakir that just blows up a model.
Yeah.
So that Cradle can like heal stuff back up, right? It was a lot of like chip damage.
Yes.
And I think Cradle's really good into that kind of stuff. I think her mobility is also very strong.
Yeah.
Especially if you can do the I forget what the level, whatever it is, the teleporting a friendly model to another Shadow Ward.
Shadowgate,
there we go. I think that is an insanely powerful mobility tool.
Or is that, it Shadow Door?
It's one of the two. Yeah. I think that's a really, really powerful mobility tool if you have another model besides her that can use Shadow Orbs. I think sure. this, it was only her, and I don't remember if I got Umbral out.
You did.
Early enough to, like, I don't know. It was... Yeah, because I do see ring. I do see Gadgets with the Ring of Power, but that was.
I'm pretty sure that you put Umbral on Skull.
I might have at some point.
And then later on, took it off of him.
Yeah. No, he's got Gift of the Gods, or is that? Yeah, that's. Wait, or is that your Skull?
If it's the yellow ring, that's mine.
Yeah. No. No, my Skull did have Umbral, sir. But okay. Like, yeah, I just didn't put out Shadow like.
Yeah,
I think if I would have set up properly with Krognar, it could have been better. But yeah, that's like just a lack of playing Krognar. And that's even a thing like when you watch people play Rakir that don't play Rakir.
Yep.
When they're like, oh, I passed turn. Oh, crap.
Damn it.
I forgot my Shadow Orb.
Yep.
Which I just let them do, right? It's not going to, you know, I haven't done anything yet. Like, feel free put your Shadow Orb out. But.
Right.
I think the Krognar part was just a complete lack of me having played Krognar before.
Yeah.
That.
I think that is the one thing that I have a benefit of over you
mm-hmm.
in this is that I play all the gods.
Yep. That is true.
And so I have a little bit more, like, I have a little bit more game time with all of the gods. So, like, because I remember, I think it was like two episodes before we did this or whatever, while I was doing the Tauren Warband, right? Mm-hmm. I remember you saying, it's like, so how do you feel about Tauren now? Well, actually, I like Tauren now. I have a warband I can play. And you're like, damn it, I was going to give you Tauren for the warband challenge, but now...
It did cross my mind. But yeah, then once you started saying that you liked Tauren, then I'm like, okay, well, if you like Tauren, I want to... Like, I don't know. I took it from the perspective, like, I'm going to make you the worst time ever, because that was the point.
And I think that was great again. But so now here comes my next question. Based on the two warbands, right?
Yeah.
If you could pick So I actually am going to do this in a couple of different ways. If you could pick a different model to give me than Saiyan, now that we're looking at it in the past, what model would you give me?
So it still has to be a Soul Gazer.
Correct.
So kind of like I felt Zyvera fell off. Zyvera might be not a terrible one to give you.
Okay.
You have the combination with Bulwark and the Cradle healing, but there's also enough healing on the other side that, like, if you cut for five, I probably can react to it.
Yeah.
And make it not as much of a threat. I don't know, like, because the Soul Gazer slot was probably the most difficult one when I was thinking of it originally.
Huh.
Just because I think the Soul Gazers in general as a class usually feel pretty good, right? Like, Mazuzi can just rip through a tank if he needs to, right? Has some interesting debuffs. Pain Reflector can be very strong, especially when you have this, you know, especially when you have, like, Bulwark and, you know, Cradle's healing to kind of bring them back up.
Yeah.
Obviously, I wasn't going to give you Cruel.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Just because,
obviously, in Bruellen, he's going to be strong. You know, Bloodlusting Skull or Cradle, giving him more activations. Zarin, I briefly thought about, but then it's still Zarin, right? Like, Zarin, at worst, can be a 2-3-4 magical turret.
And I'll and get skeletons. Best,
and you get skeletons that can soul harvest across multiple pit. Yeah, just...
Well,
and then you get and after, then you get skeletons to help dice with Cradle, like
right. And let's be real. After Adepticon, you know I'm decently good with Zarin.
Yeah. then who's last? Nias, I feel like I was debating it, but then like in the back of my head, I was kind of thinking of what you were going to give me, and I kind of figured like a Cradle. I kind of figured a Cradle was showing up. And melee 6 into the Agi 5 feels pretty bad. Nias also gives a bunch more healing as well. And then the poison could kind of help with the dice.
Sure.
So I'm like, okay, I don't feel like it can be Nias. Mm-hmm. So then what do we... Yeah, so we're kind of into that Saiyan Zyvera.
Yep.
And my initial thought with Saiyan was you just get zero value from Llewellyn, right?
Yeah.
You can't charge, so no Pathfinder there. She's out of God, so you get nothing there. Where I guess Zyvera would have had a melee weapon, so maybe you would charge her and the Pathfinder could matter. But I think Saiyan just was way better than my Zyvera. Because the threat, when you are low damage, getting good damage from, you know, non-traditional damage spots is good.
Right.
And Saiyan, if all of a sudden I had a soul or two on me, not only could, you know, I also had Skull for Soul Burn.
Right.
But then you also have, like, her shooting getting a bunch of extra damage. So then just holding on to a soul is dangerous.
Yeah.
So, granted, I was Krognar, one extra point effigy recalls, which, I think I effigy recall just the Zyvera, though. I don't know if I might have did it later as well. But so there definitely could have been... I think Zyvera is really the only other option. I don't know what Soul Gazer I could have gave you that would have felt worse, to be honest.
Well, I mean, so... Yeah, it's one of those things that I think you have Zyvera as an option. I think... Nias, I think you've got them placed, like, in my opinion, in the right order, right? Of going through them and going, not this one, not this one, not this one. Nias is an interesting one. Because while she does provide the extra healing, it's still only to one model, but it's bigger healing, right?
Yeah, and it's healing that doesn't, like, Cradle's healing is good, but requires some amount of setup in attacks and actions from her. Where, like, Nias is like, I just, like, I think it's a Jason or two hexes or whatever. And I just heal you.
It's just, I'm going to heal.
Yeah.
So, I like, as much as I don't want to say that it's Zyvera, I honestly think it's Zyvera that I really should have been. But if if you're like, well, I don't really want to give him that combo with Skull, with this, blah, blah, blah. Then you might look at Nias just simply from the simple fact that she only heals one model. She can only do it once. And while, yes, she can do poison, that's really all she's kind of bringing to the table other than the 2, 3, 4, right?
Yeah, I mean, she essentially, she's just very good on her own with what she has that I don't.
Yeah, like I'm not saying
and,
she's
and
not.
The poison's a big deal because if you poison two models and you're, when you're making all these dual wield attacks, you're getting an extra die across, you know, 4 to 6 attacks in an activation, like that very quickly adds up to a lot of value.
It definitely was the problem with Nias. It definitely can. The biggest thing, like you said, though, to me is I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this, right? It's, okay, there's Cradle and Skull who are edgy 3, Maltique's edgy 4, then you have San who's edgy 5, and Sky who's edgy 6. So against a third of my warband, effectively, you're getting one die.
Yep.
No matter what. Against one of them, you're getting 2, and the others, you're getting 3.
Yep.
Poison against the ones you're getting 3, that definitely could have helped. Like, it, I mean, when I say helped, I mean it could have hurt, definitely. But I just don't know. I think we both are leaning in the right direction on Syvera.
Well, the problem was that the, like, part of the problem with Saiyan was the edgy 5.
Right.
And I had no hit fixing.
And Nias is still that.
Nias is still 5. And then, so she's doing that. And then her poison combos very well with Cradle and Skull.
Right.
Right?
Well, so, right. Like, no, and that's why I'm saying, as much as I would love to be like, Nias, I think, was a better choice. There's too much that when you start going into it, in the deep side, like you were talking about with Cradle and Skull, and I mean, even Maltique, you know, poison.
Yeah, because it does impact still, the Soul Harvest.
It still hits Soul Harvest, you know. It's, you're still looking at it going, damn, that's still just giving a big combo.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, obviously, we discussed a little bit about, you know, changing out Saiyan for, I think, Syvera. So now, looking at the warband I gave you, if you could force me to repick one model, and I can't obviously do a duplicate pick here, who would you force me to change?
That's a good question.
That's kind of why I wanted to ask it.
I mean, I'd probably look at maybe Ashel.
Okay.
But you could just give me some other ranged person and probably would still be pretty shit. So,
well,
and it still might be something you'd ban out if I didn't immune it. Right. So,
right. I mean, that's fair. The main reason I'm asking here, obviously, is because, you know, I like, or and here, let's put a little bit more of a railroad on it. Right. Maltique is in every faction. So if you could tell me to, would it still be Ashel? If you could be like, you have to pick one hero to toss out and you have to give me somebody else in God.
Yeah. I mean, I think you could pitch Maltique if out of there.
Well, I'm saying let's say I'm still giving you Maltique, right? If, because I assume you still don't mind having Maltique. Or would it be Maltique at that point?
You'd
be
like,
no, pitch her and give me somebody else.
I think if I'm still in Krognar, I don't hate Maltique, so she can get... She's not a terrible one to grab Umbral Sphere in the first turn and set one up, you know, buy Umbral Sphere, walk twice, set it. And she could be interesting with the Apogee power getting to line up 3 shots on something. It might... It's probably still Ashel.
Okay.
Because if it's, I mean, Gendris, I think it could have got Ring of Power, the more I think about it, could have got a lot more value out of her. I think it's probably Ashel's what I would go after, especially if it had to be something in God. Because Krognar is pretty good champions, I think.
If I remember correctly, they do.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
like, even their worst champion is already in my war. Probably their 2 worst champions are already in the warband, Cradle and Skull. So, so pretty much anything you would give me in that slot would probably feel pretty good.
Okay. Well, like I said, the main reason I'm curious here is because if that were the case and it's Ashel, I mean, realistically, God, yeah, that's.
Yeah, I think just getting that extra Krognar, because their champion list is pretty good.
I mean, at that point, I think I would have to give you, as much as I don't want to do it,
like Piper or Kane or something.
I think I'd have to give you Piper or Kane. Probably yeah. Piper, just because Kane combos well with Skull and that. But mm-hmm.
yeah,
but yeah,
and that, I mean, like, and then I've got. And then I've got that real true damage carry too, which mm-hmm. would be big.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's Ashel, and I assume it's probably Ashel on your side too, obviously, because I think.
Yeah.
It's Ashel or Zim, right? Because like Sky, like Sky, you can be Sky, annoying. You can him.
Yeah.
And like Saiyan ended up being pretty good for you, to be honest.
Yep.
And getting rid of Ashel or Zim, and if it's a Buellan champ.
I honestly think it's Ashel just in general, because Zim still gives me good damage. If I get to keep him, he gives me a way to take anybody that I gave you that has high agi, way to freeze them. So that's still something you're going to be looking at.
If you had like Piper or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then, so at that point, I think it's Ashel who I would force you to switch out. If I did that, do you have any idea who you'd give me?
I'd have to double check Bruellen champs. I don't know them. Let me bring it up real fast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the problem is it's all fucking damage.
there is damage in there, but there's also,
like, I guess maybe Barney.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he's, I mean, the knockdown helps a lot, but he might be the least damagey one. Well, if I can include V1, I'll probably give you Victor.
I mean, that's fair. But do you really want to give me the guy who can bring a Dorg onto the board?
That's true. Yeah, I think it probably would be Barney.
Okay.
Even though the rest of their, like, because if the rest of their champ list is all straight damage dealers,
mm-hmm.
and I knew I wasn't going to have any true damage dealers, so, like.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, and. Well, I think it's funny that we both, like in both these warbands, right? Lugdrug's a part of him. And both of us went, nope, we're not, even though he's still in there, we're not picking him. Nope.
Yeah, I don't, because like if you don't have a lot of damage, like the last thing you want to see is like double tank hitting the table.
Yeah.
Right? Like if I had Lugdrug plus Skull, like you immune Lugdrug, if you don't ban Skull, you might not. I guess I could technically pick him. But then, like, your ability to kill a model is going to be so difficult without having a true damage dealer on the other side. Kind of like, you know, a bit of the Ista problem where it's like, okay, is Ista going to drop, you know, double tank? And then Ista tends to have healing, right? Because, you know, Isabel can heal, Saiyan, they've got a lot, you know, plus restoration potion. Because then it's like, can you chew through that?
Right.
Or not, because otherwise they're just going to out-tank you. And then, you know, but I guess both warbands had a lot of healing with Cradle. Bulwark can ignore a lot of damage. And so there's a lot of healing opportunities there in general between these two warbands.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting that, like, the bad warbands were, like, super tanky.
Yep.
But that's because we knew the other side wasn't going to have damage.
Yeah.
So, actually intrigued why neither of us immune Ashel to like have some sort of damage, which was also kind of funny in hindsight a little bit as well.
Yeah, it is.
Because I think we both banned Ashel as like the first ban because we're like, yeah, we're just not gonna deal with the range 6 blasting, mm-hmm. which kind of I would also be intrigued with this.
Ashel was my second ban.
Okay.
Maltique was my first.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of interesting that like neither of us decided to keep Ashel, which would have been probably a lot more interesting of a prospect.
It definitely would have. Like I knew you grabbed Zyvera right away, right?
Yeah, which and I don't know why that was probably more of a I just like Zyvera.
Yeah, and that's fine. But like that's why as soon as you grabbed Zyvera, I was like, okay. I know I want a tank I'm comfortable with, and while I may get Sky still, Wonky may decide not to give me Sky either.
Yeah.
So I'm taking Skull, because Skull is one of my champs. I want a champ that I can do something with.
Yeah.
You know, and then immediately after that, when you hit, I don't remember if you, I think you hit my Ashel first. The only reason I didn't go grab Zim was because I was very much so like, no, I want Saiyan in this because he's got Zyvera, and Saiyan is a nice counter to Zyvera with, you know, being able to possibly pull souls off you, do damage, extra damage to you with souls. And then I have Skull with Soul Burn. So it's like, cool. Between these two models, I have a good soul setup if you get the lead.
Yep.
So I think it's funny, like you say, that we, neither of us went, yeah, let's grab some damage. We were both let's do these.
Like, with how packed people were.
Ashel would have been king, man.
Ashel might have been being able. Now, granted, there was some higher agi stuff, right? We had some skies out there saying.
Yeah.
But there was also stuff with Skull that you could just, we could have just picked on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna blast Skull, bounce into Sky, or bounce into Cradle,
yeah,
or whatever, and put both of them on fire. And yeah,
my wonder, and this is one of my wonders and concern, in the aspect, right, is I wonder with that if it's partially like, for me, I was like, okay, how do I counter a ranged character in this? Just get myself engaged and get stuck in.
Yeah.
Because if I get stuck in with, you know, two, three models, my Skull, who's agi 3, is now effectively agi 5 anyway.
Yeah.
So that's not giving you a lot of dice to work with.
True.
But this is, you know, Ashel we're talking about, who's got a big-ass damage grid, too.
Well, and reach 6, right?
Right, so, and reach 6.
So Skull might be tagged into two things, but something else might not be.
Right.
That you can hit and then still bounce into something that was worthwhile.
And so that's the thing, is I think neither of us were really thinking about that either.
No.
But it's like, that was one of my thoughts, is how do I deal with an Ashel if, since I banned Maltique first, I was like, okay, if he immunes Ashel, how do I plan on dealing with this? It's either I have to get stuck in somewhere so that you're getting as few dice as possible, or I honestly just have to rush up and engage him and beat him into the ever-living snot of go away.
Yeah. And again, these warbands didn't have that real good counterpunch when someone dives in. Like, there wasn't something that you could easily have on standby to just really punish whatever dove in.
Yeah. And I think, going back to the immunity setup, I think the immunity of you grabbing Gendrys second, I think that actually surprised me most. Because I didn't think, I honestly didn't think you would grab her second, which is why I was planning for how do I deal with Ashel. And then as soon as you grabbed her, I was like, oh, cool, I don't have to deal with Ashel.
Yeah, I think the thought process there was getting the bounces and just having a bit of utility. And again, I think if I could, you know, one of the plans that probably would have worked a lot better would have been trying to get her to 3 as fast as possible to bring out Terra.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just kind of whiffed on that. I thought the bounces would have been really strong to bounce off Cradle or bounce off Skull at the edgy 3, and that just didn't appear happen as well or in the game as I would have liked. So
Well, I definitely think this was a fun challenge that we did. I'm very glad that our one of our listeners suggested it. I definitely think this is a challenge that is worth revisiting at some point after we, you know, see patches.
Yeah.
Obviously not right now, because we've already played it with current patch notes.
Yeah, this is definitely one that we'll have to build back up to again.
Yeah.
This game felt like a slog. I think towards the end it was very obvious. I'm like, I am I am done.
Yes. Like, oh, it was definitely obvious
because
that
it was
you were
just,
done.
The game was getting long, and it was like watching. It was like just, it felt like slamming your face into a brick wall. Like, all right, I did a thing. Okay, I didn't actually do a thing. It's all healed back up. Oh, I did a thing. Okay, it's all healed back up. Yep. All right.
No, I definitely think it's been a fun challenge. I'm glad we did it. I think it's one we'll definitely probably throw into the mix of things to do again later down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely something we're going to step away from a little bit.
Yeah.
But the video is going to be out there. Now, are you signed up for the next That's Judgment, folks?
I am. I am currently signed up. Good. I ran a poll in the thing for what god to play. And it is currently tied between Torin and Krognar.
Okay.
Which I was slightly surprised by Krognar, because I think people just want me to feel pain. But Krognar is also a pretty like commonly played one, so I was slightly surprised by that. And then someone did vote Gruul right away, which I kind of chuckled on a little bit.
I'll be honest, I was your Breulen first vote.
Yeah. Breulen's one that's actually dropped off in statistics lately for being played. Part of that is just I don't think they've gotten any new toys like other gods have.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so right now it's tied with Torin and Krognar. I have a Torin warband I have assembled.
Okay.
That I don't hate when I look at it on paper.
Okay.
I don't have a Krognar warband that I don't hate yet. but I'm pretty sure if I do play Krognar, I am going to try some Cradle.
Makes sense.
But I don't have an actual warband for that. I've got to think about how to fit Cradle in.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously I look at Krognar and immediately think Yorgoth and Kogan, but both of them feel like not good to have in the same warband because they both want level 2 really bad.
Sure.
So I think I need to pick one or the other, which I don't know which way I'm leaning on that front.
That's fair.
But, you know, then it probably will have the normal, you know, Lug Drug, Zarin, Cradle, Kogan or Yorgoth, maybe a Piper kind of things. So
Do you want a recommendation?
Sure.
Grab Abathos.
The problem with that is then I feel like I'm going to want to bring something that combos with the Coalesce Eating, but it could be an option because I've not played Abathos yet.
So here's the thing. You could definitely bring something to try and do a combo with the Abathos, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly think you use him in the way that everybody was using him initially. And you basically just use him as he's going to be the guy who can go kind of sitting towards the outside of a shrine.
Mm-hmm.
And you turn him into a turret. And if he gets to eat, you know, a coalescence, cool. He'll eat it. He'll do the damage. He'll do the curse. Yeah. And it's just giving you more of that soul control.
Yeah, we'll see. I have my thought is with Cradle, I want a bit more of an actual melee presence, which is why I was leaning towards a bit more Yorgoth Piper.
That's fair.
Kind of a plan, but it did cross my mind.
Okay.
We'll have to see. Currently it's tied. If it's tied, I'm going to pick which one it is.
I think you should roll it if it's tied.
We'll see. I think I get to pick it. So yeah, because right now it is 5 Torin, 5 Krognar, 2 Breulen, 1 Fazeal. So it is looking unlikely that it will be anything but Torin or Krognar.
That's fair. I still think you ought to roll it. If it's tied.
Well, you know, we'll see.
Come on, challenge yourself to play Krognar.
Well, I mean, I play against Krognar a lot, so that's why I'm a little bit hesitant to play it myself. Because whatever I play in the league, I'll probably play in my in-person game nights as well.
Okay.
So, having more... Well, now one of the other guys has started playing more Krognar, so then it, like... All 3 of the 4 people that would show up on our game night would be playing Krognar, and that just seems silly. So That's more why I'm leaning against Krognar versus Torin, to be honest. So
that's fair, I guess. I don't like it. I still think you roll, but
yeah. I mean, I kind of prefer to try some Bruella and stuff, but that was not how the voting has gone. So
I tried, man. I tried. I gave you one.
I know, and you did like a super whatever with
a
it
super
too,
reaction so. Of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear that you signed up for that. I noticed Gunn signed up for it as well, so it's good to see him back in a league.
Mm-hmm.
Or I shouldn't say back in a league, back in the U.S. league.
Yeah.
Because I think he took a break from it. Probably real life stuff normally. That's usually mm-hmm. why. But it's good to see him back in a league. I know I signed up for it just the other night.
Okay.
So, Shark Pit go!
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I still have no clue what I'm going to play. When do warbands have to be in by?
I think this weekend, but I really don't know off the top of my head.
I will.
I tried to ask that at one point, and I don't think I ever got a response.
Gotcha. So. Well, we will definitely have to figure that one out, mm-hmm. especially because I may have to throw a freaking warband together in last minute.
Yeah.
So let me ask this. Is there a warband, or not so much a warband, is there a god you'd like to see me play?
I don't know. I've not given that any thought.
Well, that's
should fair. Make you play Gruul.
Should make me play Gruul? You know, actually, Gruul is one that I hadn't had a lot of success with lately. Maybe I will.
All right.
Sounds like a fun challenge. Well, Wonky, do you have any final thoughts for the night for tonight's episode of The Summoned with regards to Sudsment Day, the worst warband challenge, any of that stuff?
No, I think we've covered it pretty well.
Awesome. Well, in that case, guys, we are going to call it a close on tonight's episode of The Summoned. We appreciate you all tuning in and listening to two Judgment fanatics just talking about a hobby and a game that they love. As always, get out there, play more of the Judgment games themselves, and Wonky, let's portal on out of here.